I'm Maya Jensen, and this is Live from Studio A. You're listening to Music Through the Day, and we have special guests in the studio this afternoon. It's Jason Wusso and friends. Welcome.
How's it going?
Great. You know, we're having Jason in and the band because this is the start of Beaners, 1 week live. It's like the biggest week in music. Can I say that as well as homegrown? Beaners 1 week live. It's a whole week of music. It's recorded every year. We always get the CD and you hear it here on KUMD. We're so pleased to have you in the studio. Let's kick it off with the song and we'll talk about the 1 week live. Jason Wusso on Friends here on KUMD.
All right, here's a song about Duluth.
Stranded with Sonny and a broken down Dodge, where I lost my phone on the outskirts of Towson. Over at Iskies having a pint, out back with the ski bums underneath the heel light. Cause everywhere I go, I always wanna be in my zenith city of the unsalted sea. Everywhere I go, I always wanna be in my zenith city, unsalted sea. Later and I'm full take a gas. You leave one dusty city for the next on the map. Second Street in Santa Fe, the Cowgirl Bar, or Route 66 and all the slow down motels. Everywhere I go, I always wanna be in my zenith city of the unsalted sea. Everywhere I go, I always wanna be in my zenith city, unsalted sea.
A place that's got the view, if you've got the cash, catch a show at Charlie's and a room overhead. Oak Creek Canyon drops you down through the pines. You gotta stop by Jerome, got the time.
Everywhere I go, I always wanna be in my zenith city of the unsalted sea. Everywhere I go, I always wanna be in my zenith city.
Jason Wusso and friends, live from Studio A, the Zenith City.
Yeah, of the unsalted sea. Kind of a tongue twister.
I love the guitar riffs you got going in there.
I think it's from listening to Barry Perkla every day at lunch for 7 years. It's embedded in my brain now.
It's almost got that nice ska beat. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun. Love the old ska.
Well, welcome to the studios. Y'all are not strangers to the KUMD studios. We have, did I lose my note? We have, I always want to call him Matt, but it's Mark Glenn on bass. And Tyler on drums.
Hello.
Jason Wusso on the guitar. Thanks for joining us. Beaner's 1 Week Live is in its 10th year. It's unbelievable.
I can't even believe it, actually.
Talk about too getting fast. This started. Like, I know this is the 10th, but think back to that first one. Did you think it would keep going? Was it a spur of the moment? Was it a big plan? Tell us how it started.
It actually started 2 years before it all started. I just did a lot of board recordings, and I made a little compilation and made 100 copies. And then I gave one to a DJ on, I think it was 102.5 The Bear, and he's like, we have to do a live at Beaner's, and he got Eric Swanson involved, and we did a compilation, and it unfortunately fell apart right at the end, and there was only 50 copies made. And so then the third year, decided we're going to just do it all on our own, and that's when we did the very first 1 Week Live and made it just crazy, 24 tracks and 2 CDs, and that just kind of kicked it off, and there's always been so many great people coming through Duluth. And
we still love that double disc. That one is a great disc.
I just found 30 of them, so we'll have a few for sale. I thought they're all gone, but I was doing some cleaning, and I just found a few.
A little retro.
Yeah, Haley Bonner's on it, and Eric Koskinen, and Trampled by Turtles, maybe. No. Charlie Parr's on it. Just really good one.
Well, it seems to take a little bit of time before they come out. And if you haven't heard of Beaner's 1 Week Live, it's a full week of music, 6 days, Monday through Saturday, of local, national music. Everybody, it's like 4 to 6 bands or more a night. It's kind of hard to keep track of how much amazing music, live music, all in 1 week, jammed onto the Beaner's stage. It's in West Duluth. And we're really playing the heck out of this last one that just came out. It comes out, halfway in the year later. This is from year 9, 1 Week Live. And of course, it's got a lot of the local favorites, the 2-Beat Band, Dirty Horse, the Fontanelles, Sarah Kruger, and the like. This is quite a deal you put on.
It's fun.
Any special favorites happening this year, or anything you're really looking forward to extra special?
Well, Cars and Trucks tonight. I love those guys. I love their new record. And the Dames used to play way back at Beaner's, and they've blown up more speakers than any other band. And I asked Tony if there's anything special they need for sound, and he said as long as they can be loud. So it's going to be a loud end of the night tonight. I'm excited for that. And then there's a songwriter, Sally Barris from Nashville, coming on tomorrow night that I really like. I have a new CD I've been listening to a lot, and she's written a bunch of songs for a bunch of country stars, and she's still a cool, humble person. She called me up today, and it's great if she's got songs on the radio and still wants to just crash at my house and come and play come and play some tunes for us.
It's just such an amazing lineup. I'm looking at Saturday, Dan Drescher, Mary Bew, Healthy Band Music Club, and Danny Friedman and Beastman Band. That last one I don't know a lot about, Danny Friedman.
They're just really a funny band. This guy, Danny Friedman, I think grew up here in Duluth, and they kind of have this theatrical band, and if anyone YouTubes them, they have this song about a chicken, and it's kind of like stop animation, and it's all about kind of the poultry industry. So they're a little political at times, but they're funny. They put some humor in it. I don't know how to explain them, but they crack me up. That video is funny.
Excellent. This is a year long of a progress of putting the effort into organizing a full week of live music every night, 4 bands or more every night. And it's really a community celebration where people really come down and get to be on the CD if they holler loud enough. And
yeah, it's a fun time. It's funny how it all shapes up. And this year came together really smooth. Some years it's a big stress ball because things are falling apart or people are canceling. But this year it all so far is working pretty good.
Well, let's hear another tune. It's Jason Wusso and friends here on KUMD.
All right. Well, this is kind of a newer one.
Sorry about your dog starving in the cold. You were too little. Your only eight, you didn't know that the mom had already died. And dad had done what he had. But you were just being you, even though you didn't know who you would be. To wait and see, be where you are when you.
and you'll be. What's with your brother there? He doesn't understand. And your mother's ham. There's no math plan. A lot of drinking. A lot of smoking. There's a lot of time. A lot of solitary time. But you were just being you. Even though you didn't know who you would be, just have to wait and see. Be where you are when you are, and you'll be. Wedding dress, but you were just being you, even though you didn't know who you would be. Just have to wait and see. Be where you are when you are, and you'll be. You are. Be where you are. Be where you are. 'Cause even if you wanted to change it, you couldn't.
Great rhythms in that.
That one's still figuring out where it's going. That's a pretty new one.
Excellent. Great. I like a lot of, I love the empty space, really gives the rhythm like even more room to really be funky.
Yeah, that usually is happens when it's new for me, because as soon as I figure it out, I want to fill every note. So
talk about the band, Jason. You've had a lot of bands and you've been in a lot of bands, and you know, this one is just, and Friends, does that make it open so that you can roll with it and switch it up?
It's a long story. It just started, I just wanted to play some music, and at first we just grabbed different players, different drummers, different bass players, and then we had a lot of guests sitting in. A lot of part of what this band does, we're going to be doing 2 gigs a month coming up, second Mondays at Sir Ben's and third Thursdays at Beaner's, and each night we play, we're going to have 3 featured guests, and we become their backup band.
Oh, fun.
So that's kind of where the Friends part comes in. And also, we just haven't had a good name, so we just need a name.
I have a good name, but he doesn't like it. And I'm kind of over it. Oh, I said yesterday I'm over it. I'm really not.
You're not over it.
Can I tell the story?
Yeah, I think you should.
Okay, so I got involved after Jason had picked a name, and he had picked a name. I'm
going
to use it. Well, at first I didn't like the name, but then he explained to me, okay, so like...
Can you say it on the radio?
I believe so. Okay. If I'll cover half the FCC fine if we get in any trouble here. So Jason decided he wanted to call the band Duluth Skank, and now the double entendre is skank is the dance that you do to ska music. That term comes from reggae, from Jamaica, right? Well, somebody close to the band was offended by that name and didn't understand that it's a double entendre and we're not dirty kids. It's, you know, and said you gotta change the name. So that's why, but.
Oh.
Yeah, but I was like, well, let's be a misnomer then. Because, I mean, that's what that was. It was like, no, we're not, you know, being derogatory. That's okay, so, but yeah, misnomer's not catching on. But Jason's got a new one that he threw at us yesterday.
Yeah, how about Belly Button Trampoline?
That was my reaction, too.
No, there's no good names. I can't think of one.
Misnomer.
All right. Well, you guys are playing. Either way, you know, whatever you call it yourselves. Jason Wusso and Friends, second band on Thursday night. It kicks off the evening. That's the 22nd Thursday. Ryan Lane, Jason Wusso and Friends, The Fontanelles, and Four on the Floor. And as I'm going through the schedule, that's the night that I'm like, dang, that's going to be a party.
It'll be a party.
There'll be a dance floor, won't there?
Yeah.
If you haven't been to Beaner's One Week Live, it's an entire night of music, and as well as they record it, and then you can get it on CD as well. So you'll have CDs from past years, of course. And then I do want to just ask you about the annual singer-songwriter competition. That's Wednesday.
Yeah, this year it's really good. There's 16 songwriters, and there's 5 judges. There's some fun prizes. You can win a recording package or music go-round, and Grand Central Music helped sponsor it, so there's some fun prizes from them, and it's just 2 original songs, so you get to hear 32, or whatever the number would be, 32 original tunes right in a row, so it's pretty rapid pace. Every 10 minutes, another songwriter, and there's People's Choice Award, too, so there's no prize for that.
No prize for People's Choice?
There is a prize.
Oh, there is. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's probably like a latte, though. No, I'm just kidding. I think it's a little better than that.
Beaner's One Week Live. It is September 19th through the 21st. It's in West Duluth at Beaner's Central Coffee House and Concert House. I always mix it up.
I don't know either.
It's so nice to have you in the studio today and to kick this off right. It's such a big anniversary, plus 12 years of Beaner's. So it's really an anniversary of the coffee shop and supporting local music everywhere, around town as well. Talk about just the success of Beaner's One Week Live, and what do you really want out of this? Just a really good story, a really good CD, or just, what is it that you look for each year that you think?
I don't know. I always want to do more, and then sometimes I just run out of time. But I'm going to try to shoot a lot of video this time, and we just started a new YouTube channel, so I'm hoping to try to do an update every day. So like tonight I'm going to record, shoot some video, and tomorrow I'm going to try to pick at least one song, sync it up with the video and mix, and try to get it up on YouTube. So we're hoping to add some video element real time, so you don't have to wait as long. And I'm also going to try to get it out faster this year, a lot faster.
Fun. All right, well, this is kicking off Beaner's One Week Live, and I haven't really mentioned Friday's lineup. I just want to get that in there. Friday, September 23rd, it's the Blasphemists. I can't say it.
I can't either.
Okay, good.
I can't spell it either.
Lotus Eater, Lugaroo, and Look Down Moon, that's the lineup. And each night it kicks off at, what time does everything kick off each night?
7, unless we really screw something up in the studio.
That's right. So it's early enough that all you can make it down to a show or two. You can still get home, get in bed by 10 if you absolutely need to. So because it goes all week during the week. Some people are like, I can't go out during shows. 7 o'clock, everybody can do that, right?
Yeah, it might go to 11 or 12. So we'll need some professionals out there that can stay up late.
That's right. Let's hear one more tune. It's Jason Wusso and Friends kicking off Beaner's One Week Live right here, live from Studio A.
All right. This one's about a crop duster who didn't quite make it.
Of a bitch, I didn't wish his death. Old John had a greedy black heart, I didn't wish his death. First time he tried to kill me, we went down some dusty crops. Second time I was ready to die, but I was gonna keep him with me. Old John, old John, old John, old John. He was drunk all the time, but they say he flew better with a six-pack under his belt. Throwing beer cans out the window as the power lines fly by. Old DL hates him deep, he tried to kill him too. He just smiled, he saw the flames, he knew what had up to do. Old John, old John, old John, old John. Wasn't fair and he wouldn't share, take everything that he could. He was saving up to buy a place North Oklahoma way. Come and cut up, there was nothing he could do. When the tires hit the power line, he knew that he was through. Old John, old John, old John.
Jason Wusso and friends, live from Studio A here on KUMD. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you.
Anything else you want to add about this week? I'm really excited about it. And, you know, we play so many local artists, and it's fun to see some of the national acts and all of that all in one week.
I'm just excited. It's going to be a great night, and I drink too much coffee today, I think, so I hope I don't crash.
Just today?
Well, I drink a little too much coffee every day, I guess.
That's right. You know, it's going to be an exciting week, and you know, I just wanted to say that I can't wait till you guys put out a disc. You guys going to do that?
I think so. That Thursday show at Beaner's that we do, we're going to try to record video and record audio each night. So once a month, we're going to be doing live shows and hopefully gathering some stuff for that, and hopefully we'll try to do some studio stuff this winter too.
Great stuff, guys. Thanks for joining us. Today's Live from Studio A is produced by Christine Dean, Maya Morton, Sarah Koshin, and funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. You can check out more information and archived sessions at KUMD.org. This is Live from Studio A on KUMD. And remember, tonight, part of 1 week live, 10, I can't believe it's 10, Steve Johnson, Justin Caverna, Toby, Thomas Churchill, from all the All Rights, Cars and Trucks, wrapping up the night tonight. The whole lineup is at beanerscentral.com. And of course, the band you just heard is Jason Wusso and Friends, and that's the Thursday lineup. Ryan Lane, Jason Wusso and Friends, The Fontanelles, and Four on the Floor. That is going to be one rowdy night. Music, of course, going all the way through Saturday, and the whole lineup online. Thanks again. Have a great day, and have a great night tonight.
Thanks.